you are about to discover what lies beyond the fifth dimension, beyond the deepest, darkest corner of your imagination in Mickey Mutineers.
Sons of bitches, wibbly wobbly, officially unofficial yet wild nuts on Disney podcast. Oh, I didn't look at my notes. Damn it!
You're just as good as Josh.
We apologize profusely for this intro. As usual, we have a shit ton of listener questions. By shit ton, we mean like four. Hey. We might have time to discuss the things that we're thankful for at Disney. And that's it. That's our intro. That's all we have.
Whatever, you wait.
I'm smothering. Why am I
waiting? Premature boomalation.
Moisturization notification.
What is happening?
Condensation. Once the booms start coming, you can't stop them.
Boom.
I can't breathe.
Can't stop the boom. What?
And the boom came. So there's that.
Boom, you can take the beard off now.
That's good.
Okay. You can take your beard off.
Okay, hold on.
What if you really did?
Much better.
What if you just pulled it out? Just
like my entire beard came off like. Like it was just one piece, just boom.
One swift motion.
It was just a beard, one thing, and you just snapped it. Spencer's.
Wait, does Spencer sell beards?
I think I found my dad a pack of mustaches there once.
They sell beard onesies. Maybe they don't.
For a baby?
Fur babies?
No, a beard onesie for a baby.
For a baby.
Furbies?
Those are kind of like
Furbies.
Fur babies.
Oh my god, my dad used to always come in my room and wake up my Furbies, and it was so obnoxious.
What I find obnoxious is that you said Furby, like you had more than one.
I did. I had a Furby and a baby one.
Oh, god damn it.
Nice.
I had a black and white regular one and then a little like different. It was different colors, but I can't remember what colors.
See, I like to think this is like the new Furbies, and this is 2 years ago. She's done with Furbies now. She's on to Hatchimals.
Oh, fuck those Hatchimals. Ugh. That was such a nightmare this year.
Like, literally. Oh.
I guess.
No, not literally. Yeah, wait till they come out of the egg.
Yeah, it was annoying.
That's what she said.
I don't know what Hatchimals do. I just saw them. And I was like, oh, this looks like this year's hot new item.
Yeah, Hatchimals are not new, right? They're little eggs.
No,
right?
That was last year.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They aren't new.
What's the hot new toy this year?
Yeah, that was last year.
So what's this year's hot new toy?
I don't know. I asked that.
Not last year new.
I know. I'm just repeating you because nobody answered.
Furbies.
Okay.
Oh, so Furbies are back?
Tickle Me Elmo. No. Ew.
1995?
Joan Rivers.
Can we talk about how amazing Annie's hair looks?
Thank you.
Because it looks really good.
Yes.
No one got my Joan Rivers joke. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I was looking at your hair. Pardon me.
It's fine.
Pardon me for complimenting you.
Sorry for partying.
Yeah. Excuse you. Party rock is in the house tonight.
Oh, you just got slapped with a cease and desist. Sorry, guys.
I saw LMFAO in concert.
Oh.
Shut up.
On purpose?
Somebody want to touch Annie now? Hold on.
Before they were big.
I'll touch Annie.
I was ahead on that one. Like my hair a lot, huh?
You're way ahead of that LMFAO Schwartz curve.
LMFAO Schwartz.
It's a really sexy toy store, and it knows it.
Oh my god, that was the stupidest joke.
That was so good. Good night, everybody.
A really sexy toy store. Oh my god, that's the dumbest joke.
Well, sexy toy store is the name of the episode tonight. Or not.
That
know.
Just sounds like a hustler store. A sexy toy store.
We had both in Vegas.
And that could be like, I mean, the they could start off that like sexy toy story and dress up like Jesse and Woody.
Yeah, you Google sexy Woody and see what comes up.
Yeah, no thank you, sir.
Would it be a sexy Woody? Woody toy store?
I want to do that.
No thank you. Not
hey,
even.
If you're looking to purchase your sexy Woody, oh.
He's not falling for that at all. Nope.
Well, if Annie was a sport, she would just send it to all of us.
Oh
anyway.
My, what?
Okay, Annie, group thread now, especially because Josh will be really confused.
Just a moment. Okay. Just a moment. Nah. Where is the group thread?
All right. This is
I don't know if this is the best intermission music or the worst intermission music.
You know what? Shut up, Jake.
All in tan and dark.
What?
And
oh my.
And there's a lot of variations of that.
Yes. Hour where we have a lot of vocal scat stylings of Ann Clark.
Just scat.
Did you get just my
movie? That picture, Annie. Oh my god.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm really excited for Josh to either wake up and see that. Or he's looking at it right now, very confused. Just no context. God, you know what? Hashtag.
Wait. Oh, audio podcast. This is not. You'll have to tweet these when you drop the episode.
We should tweet them out.
Is it weird if I've seen that one?
Oh my god.
Yes.
What the hell am I
is
looking
at? Is it
weird
if I have it saved as my screensaver on my phone? Is that weird?
No,
Jacob,
fairness?
That's not weird.
Damn,
that's a really high resolution photo right there. Like, can we just admire the resolution of this?
Woody's got a nice rack.
There's no
I
resolution.
I don't want you admiring any kind of resolution. Calm your tits, Jake.
Calm his tits. Calm. Look at him.
Calm those tits.
Audio podcast.
Audio. Oh, there are so many of these. Dear God.
Okay, God.
I'm not going to send anymore, but... Ah.
Hey, if you're going to purchase...
He's writing Nemo.
Oh.
He's... Oh, my goodness. There are so many... Why do these exist?
Some guy was really bored, and they're really well done.
Jake appreciates them.
Oh, man.
I
there's
appreciate
a dick
art.
In the box, Woody. Ooh. All right.
I don't know if there was a comma in there. Like,
excuse me, Annie.
Like, was that a cut line from Toy Story? There's a
that
dick in the
so
box,
weird.
Woody.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever found. Seriously, Google sexy Woody Toy Story. And it's
no, not kinda.
Unending.
No, ma'am.
Weirdness. It's what, not weirdness. Even especially explicit.
Weirdness has no room on this podcast.
What? That's what it makes me say.
Someone set up those action figures in like a high quality lighting scenario and took those photos. Like, time was spent on these. It's weird, man.
I want everyone to Google that. Everyone in the world, not everyone.
No, everyone in the world.
Yeah.
Any transit?
I mean,
yeah, I'm saying everyone in the world.
Like something that's just gonna be.
It's so weird. I don't understand what's happened. I don't understand who's done this.
We're gonna find out.
It seems like it would have taken quite a bit of time.
And we're gonna have them as a guest on the show.
Sexy Woody toy story.
Hey, along the lines of Woody, guys, let's talk some Disney.
Boom.
Single fist bump. No.
Nobody even knows who anyone is.
Let's do this. Oh, well.
Yeah, who are we?
I don't know. He said, let's talk some Disney. So I guess anyone.
I don't.
Who are we really?
No, oh Jake, God. You usually start it.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm hilarious.
I'm obnoxious.
Indy's done for Shayna. You laughed before you even said it.
I'm along for the ride.
How long?
That's what she said.
I'm Jordan. Damn it.
Jordan David. Puppet master.
Always so disappointed. Still Jordan.
Do you mean
disappointing?
What? No. Oh, why would, no, I would never.
No.
I didn't say it. You did.
No, I said. That's what. No.
You just said that you find Jordan disappointing.
You really did.
Okay, guys.
Everyone
I know,
heard it.
I know.
It's a good thing he asked me to be on his show as a permanent member.
Jacob Robot Hess apologized.
Right after now. Last week, I don't trust anything that you guys may or may not hear me say.
That's
I
weird.
Know what he's talking about.
I know what he's talking about. Jake has a hero.
No, I don't. That was so bad when I went and listened back to it. I was like, I'm not even going to say what I said. I cut it
you
out.
Should say it again. You
should
no, say I it. Did hear. No, I did say hear you cut it out.
Yeah, of course I cut it out. Then I made a big deal on the show about how I cut it out, which is all also not planned. Because at the time, I didn't know I had said that. I thought you guys were just overreacting.
You kind of have to explain it now.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You just keep talking about it.
I mean, if you don't get
this out too.
Cut what out?
What? Nothing.
Cut it.
Because if I say it again, someone will go back and take the audio clip and put it at the end of the episode. And I don't want that.
You're the person who edits our episodes.
You're someone.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It'd be freaking hilarious. You know that.
When you can make it me sounding like an idiot every week.
Wait.
Yeah. Riddle us that.
Were you the... Oh. I didn't know anyone listens to the end.
Always listen to the end. Just to hear what the ending is.
Oh.
That'd be a good reason to listen to the end.
And then I'm like, oh shit, it's me. Good. Great.
Grand.
Oh, a couple weeks ago, it was Communist Porg.
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Alrighty then.
Where is Communist Porg? I haven't seen him all week.
Okay,
so, he's out there seizing the means of production.
They get him.
It's the Porkshevik Revolution. It's Mother Russia.
Well, I wish we had our Russian on hand for that. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. The one time you need Dimitri and he's not around.
Right? Dimitri.
This has literally been the one time.
The one time. Wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Yeah, you fucked up, Dimitri.
Jordan said a swear.
Did you say the F word?
Oh, holy shit.
Golly gee.
My virgin ears.
bleeding. So yeah, this week we're just.
My ears are virgin. Are yours not?
I mean, technically.
I mean, my ears are pretty clean.
The implication, it was supposed to be the joke. You know, sometimes I forget that not everyone can make the same leap, mental leaps that I can make.
You're just living in 2027 and we're sitting here in 2017.
Yeah, that's right. You're so 2000 and late. I'm very, very 3008.
The year is 20XX. Welcome to Mega Man.
Okay.
Wow, I thought Jordan would have followed me on that one, but no.
I played Mega Man.
I know how I just felt.
Yeah.
I love Mega Man.
And once again, you're finding Jordan disappointing.
No. Weren't you just finding him disappointing?
Yikes.
No, it's always been you. I have done nothing but support Jordan.
Hey, I found Jordan disappointing first. I've always found him disappointing.
I found him first.
Wait, guys, hold on. I don't.
Yes.
No, you just stay there and keep disappointing.
But
I feel really bad right now. Okay. I don't like this joke at all. Jordan, I'm sorry.
Let's talk about things.
This has been a real roller coaster.
I don't want to live anymore.
Were we supposed to talk some Disney?
I'm going to go.
It's 10:35. Oh, bye, Jordan.
Okay, bye. Vanilla's disappointing. He leaves.
I'll do my voice and then I'll do Jordan's voice for the rest of the show. Is that cool? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, cool.
So, there was not a whole lot of news this week. Well, there kind of was. But we got so many listener questions that we're just going to jump right into that instead. It's a fun week. It's a holiday week. This is, I just want this an episode to be an episode where you can just sit down with your families around the dinner table and listen to it.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking listen. Yeah.
Shit, yeah. Preferably cover the kids' ears. So we're going to jump right into some listener questions. So this one comes
unless
to
their ears aren't virgin.
What is that noise? What is that noise? Are my ears being eaten alive right now?
It's a Demogorgon.
I don't think my ears are virgins anymore.
I was going to say the same thing.
Which one?
Oh, Annie. That's why I'm glad I'm Annie's dumb friend, Shayna. We connect on so many levels.
And I'm Jake.
That's Josh.
No, it's not.
So praise God.
Well, Josh just popped up. I wonder if Josh is our one viewer right now. First question comes to us from J-Swash.
And I'm disappointing.
There. Was my Jordan voice good?
Yeah, it was a really good Jordan voice, Annie. I mean, I've been working on my Jordan voice.
I'm just going to keep doing it.
It's not as good. Okay. Anyway, first question from J-Swashard on Twitter. If you could set one Disney character on fire and then sing a catchy song while they roll around in flaming agony, who would it be?
Jesus Christ.
He's not a Disney character.
Yeah, way to keep it.
Not Jesus Christ, Annie. God.
This is a family episode.
Not God, Shayna. Sheesh.
Isn't there some kind of... Sheesh. Oh, the donkey movie, right?
The Star?
Is that it? The movie that's coming out?
It's not a donkey. It's Ferdinand. He's a bull.
No,
it's not a Disney movie, though.
No,
not
that's what you're talking about. The Jesus.
Yeah,
the
it's called Christmas The Star. It came out on Friday, and it got better reviews than it? Justice League.
Oh, so soon we're going to have Coco. Okay, anyway. Oh,
yeah, next week. Next week is Coco.
Why are we doing this? I guess that's
because Jay Swash demands it.
You know, that's not something I can control. The fact is that I have to do it.
Fair enough.
Well, here's my question.
So we're thinking about the why.
Are cartoon characters even flammable?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Did you submit that to the listener question?
What?
Did you submit that for the listener questions?
Submit what?
The question you just asked.
Jay Swashard.
No, but listen, I understand the question that Swash asked. But then Jake asked another question, which I don't think was submitted to the listener questions.
What did I ask? I don't know what I asked.
Oh, yeah, Jake.
You just asked if cartoon characters were flammable.
That was like a follow-up question to Jay Swash's question. Like, if we have to set a Disney character on fire, are they even flammable? Or are we just going to be wasting our time?
For the purposes of the question, right. They are.
I guess it depends.
That to the listener questions, so we can't answer that.
Oh, my gosh. I agree.
That's so frustrating. That is maddeningly unhelpful.
I'm really confused.
Oh, jeez. Apparently, right. Jordan...
Can we not focus on lighting someone on fire and watching them roll around in agony, for fuck's sake?
While singing a catchy
song.
On
Thanksgiving Day of all days.
Well, there was a secondary question.
What's today?
Well, I assumed that this is...
Yeah, we assume people are listening to this with their families on Thursday, Jordan.
I'm trying to give an episode a holiday theme feel, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake.
I just don't understand what part of this you're not understanding. This is a wholesome episode.
What's the worst part of the Thanksgiving meal? What's the worst Thanksgiving food?
You didn't submit that to the listener question.
Yeah, Jordan.
There is a secondary part of this question.
What's the secondary part?
The secondary part of this question, Derek Bergen
wants
to know.
Jordan, you're the peas of this podcast.
If the members of 3 O'Clock Radio are considered Disney characters.
Are they painted?
Like, the numbers.
Are they painted?
Are they flammable?
Painted.
I feel like we're asking a lot of questions, and Jordan's just letting
me flammable. That's a very possible option.
That's how people
Drunky
spontaneously
is probably
combust.
Flammable.
All right, I have my answer.
Yeah, go ahead, Jordan.
I forgot we were supposed to answer it.
I would set Mater on fire.
Oh.
He knows what he did.
Okay.
Did he get it done?
No, listen, I'm just answering the fucking question, guys.
I didn't realize this was going to get so personal.
It's a terrible question.
You can't say it's a terrible question to our one listener.
I don't want to light anybody on fire and watch him roll around in agony.
And he says Mater, too.
No.
Wait a minute. There has to be...
I want to set Hopper on fire. Fuck him. From Bug's Life.
Oh, I was like, because Annie was talking about Stranger Things earlier.
Stranger Things.
But Jim Hopper.
Yeah, fuck Hopper.
Jim Hopper is the best,
Hopper?
Though.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
I feel like lighting grasshoppers on fire is a red flag, like, for serial killers.
Red flag for what?
You're a serial killer. I'm sorry.
Right,
killer.
Okay, well, you're next.
Yeah, you know how they always say that serial killers start.
I'm coming for you, Utah.
Utah won't stand for that. Or something. I don't think they're going to notice.
Boom. Bam, bam.
Just let me cross the border into Arizona.
Unless it's in a pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
All right, next question.
I'm just going to douse Mater with gasoline and just light that motherfucker up.
Isn't it more of a red flag, the person who asked this question?
Yes.
Yeah, Jay Swatt.
Wait, hold on.
Like, we're pointing out lighting a grasshopper on
everybody,
fire,
right now, let's just stare at Jay. Okay, that's good.
Oh, what? Oh.
Right. I hope you saw that, Jay.
I hope you felt it.
Oh, my
so girl, I know you felt it. Ooh, you know I can't help it.
Next question.
You know what I wanna do.
From at Safari Mark from Manhattan, New York.
Mark.
Oh, is that Dave's brother?
That guy.
Yeah, Safari Dave's lesser known brother.
I knew he had a brother. I didn't know what his name was.
Mark.
Does he also like animals?
Allegedly, but I've never seen any proof. Like, yeah. He probably thinks they're delicious. I don't know. Anyway, he says, if you could take one animal home from the animal kingdom with you, which would it be? There's only one answer.
Just for a night?
I know my answer.
I know my answer.
Somebody go first.
Is it tame, or we're actually, like, if I take home a lion, will it be my
friend? You are grabbing the animal.
Who gives a shit? You're getting a free animal. Like, what does it matter?
Free lion!
It matters.
I want a giraffe.
Don't take the lion.
Like, can I be Princess Jasmine and have a tiger and be like, Raja.
Raja.
I don't know where my brother does that.
Somebody give me a fucking real giraffe.
You just do a 180.
Like a real doll,
no,
only
but
a giraffe.
It's gone, and it's not real.
Do they make giraffe real dolls?
I figured that's what you meant.
I mean, she did use that adjective, so.
I want a real giraffe that's like a baby giraffe for its whole life. So it's just barely taller than
like
me.
A pygmy.
So you want a giraffe? You want a llama?
No, I don't want a
the
llama.
Word you're looking for is a llama.
I don't want a
I
llama.
Do.
I want a tiny giraffe.
There's an alpaca at the
I
farm.
Love giraffes.
Alpaca
they're
what?
So fucking big. I want a tiny giraffe. Somebody get me a tiny giraffe.
But they don't have tiny giraffes at Animal Kingdom.
I don't care. Find one. Give me one. Give me it.
That was the question.
Parameters of the question. Where animals at Animal Kingdom?
This is
okay,
a difficult
fine.
Question.
I will take a full-size giraffe.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Full-size
Why
giraffe.
Am I ridiculous? I love what giraffes.
Jordan, what's your answer? You had your answer first.
Brushed right over me.
Now... Shayna stole my baby giraffe idea.
Holy
no!
Stop all over Jordan's answer.
My original answer was tiger cub, tiger.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
That sounds safe.
So you want to be like?
Hold on though. Hold on though. Animal Kingdom just got those banshees. So.
He's not wrong.
I don't know. It's a deal breaker. Not a deal
Why
breaker.
Is this
Tough
so
choice.
Hard?
Mm.
At first, I thought the aardvark, and then I remembered I don't think Animal Kingdom has an aardvark. So I will accept the anteater.
Yeah, I was about to say it has an anteater.
But it's not an aardvark.
Yeah, no. They don't have an aardvark.
Well, I was originally thinking that I would want like a gorilla.
That would get messy.
Real fast.
Well, but you could teach a gorilla to use the toilet.
After it rips your arms out of their sockets and beats you with them.
Okay, if Jordan gets a tiger, then I get a tame gorilla. It's a tame gorilla.
Jordan didn't specify tame tiger.
I could teach
it will be
a
my friend.
To use a toilet. I could do it.
See, but it would get so big. That's a thing.
Well, how many animals in Animal Kingdom do you think we could teach to use the toilet?
I don't think half the crowd knows how.
Wait, hold on. Let me submit that.
That's a question for Safari Mark's listener question.
Yeah.
Let's lob one back.
Wait, why doesn't...
Something about animals.
Hold on. I need to submit a question.
You can't submit a question if you're on
the
podcast.
Jordan says I have to.
Shouldn't let Jordan boss you around.
Right?
I feel bad for calling him disappointed.
Well.
You're not the boss of me now. Okay. So this question from
What's the next?
Why doesn't animal keep... Wait. There was a typo in there, so I better read it the way it was intended to be read.
Oh my God.
Why doesn't Animal Kingdom...
Ha 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 ha
have red pandas.
Have red pandas?
Yeah. Why doesn't they?
I don't know.
don't know.
I think every...
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Every establishment should have red pandas. Rub-a-dub-dub.
I agree. They need every red pandas.
Establishment.
Safari Mark, why don't Animal Kingdom there, Red Panda have?
Wabbit doesn't.
Why don't Wabbit we have the pandas? Why don't we?
What's next?
All right, next we have... Oh, cancel that. Ugh. Next question from at Safari Dave's brother. He says, F, marry, or kill Captain America, Iron Man, or Thor? And this is easy.
Oh, it's easy?
Yeah.
Wait, is Captain America, Iron Man, or Thor? Okay. Okay, I think I know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm
we wait until everybody knows what we're doing.
Like, I had my answer instantly. So.
Okay, what is it?
Okay.
F, Thor. So dreamy. He's a god. Marry Captain America because he is the pinnacle of human something or other. And kill Iron Man.
That's all wrong. All of it.
Thank you, Ada. Thank you.
No.
Marry Iron Man.
I'm a Jake.
You fuck Cap. You kill Thor.
No. Hey, whoa, language. First of all.
No.
Mark said F.
No, you. Okay, here's the thing. You marry Iron Man.
It was a Captain America joke.
You kill Captain America, and you fuck Thor.
Wait. What?
Wait. You kill Cap. You fuck Thor. You marry. Okay, but we agree that you marry Iron Man.
Yeah. Because Robert Downey Jr. Duh.
Yeah, he's super charming and rich and stuff.
He's so fucking hot.
That's all that matters.
Right? Thanks, girl.
Charming and rich. That's all I want.
Yep.
Captain America.
But I definitely like evolution. Cap better than Thor.
No, but I'd lie. I don't know.
Looks wise. But that's fine. We can both marry Iron Man. And then I'll take Cap and you take Thor. And we can be
hold on. I want Jordan's
so
Marvel
so
sister
good.
Wives.
Yes.
My answer was your answer.
Sister wives.
Wait, what's it really?
Fanfic, go.
Yeah.
This is how fanfics start.
We're making this happen.
Next thing you know, you're on chapter 85.
Next thing you know, we're on TLC.
On Wattpad.
Sister wives.
Marvel sister wives.
With superheroes. Whatever.
I'm addicted to writing this fanfiction.
Hold on a second.
Anyway.
Did you flip me off?
Like forever ago, yes.
Yeah. I was waiting for a break in the conversation.
You probably deserved it.
This is true. Next question from at Jumbo Everyone on Twitter.
Okay, God.
Who's that? Wait, so Jordan agreed with Jake's?
Yes.
Who are you guys? You guys are marrying?
Captain America.
Who? Captain America.
He's got those old-fashioned values. Plus, he's like 80 years old. He's got that government pension, too.
Yeah.
He does.
Government tension.
Burn.
Was it?
Okay, what does this Jumbo Everybody guy say?
If you could build a DVC resort anywhere in the country, where would you put it? Bend over, I'll show you.
I'm not gonna answer this.
I'm not gonna answer this. Wait, a Disney?
I wasn't talking to you.
I'm not putting this anywhere.
You got a
DVC resort anywhere. Did you say anywhere in the world or anywhere in the country?
In the country, but he didn't specify which country.
Anywhere in the country, and by the country, I mean any of them.
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you don't follow Jordan's parameters of listener questions.
I'm going to put a desert-themed...
I hate it already.
Desert-themed DBZ resort. DBZ? DBZ resort?
In Death Valley.
Right in the middle of the Sahara.
Like Sahara Boulevard in Las Vegas?
No, the desert in Africa.
Oh, that's a lot like this country.
It's not just the desert in Africa.
So it's already built, really.
With the desert?
So done. Yeah, and the resort.
What's the resort?
Exactly.
It sounds like a mirage. Also,
Mirage-y.
Also a resort in Las Vegas.
Mirage.
So is the Sahara.
Sounds like Sahara a stripper closed. Name.
Sahara?
No. Well, yes, but Mirage.
She's dry.
Sahara, okay. But no.
What?
I'm trying. What about, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think
put
of
one
a funny
in New Orleans.
Answer.
Central Florida.
Down the bayou. It could be Princess and the Frog themed.
I would like that. A lot.
Mama Odie's could have a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or a fortune
teller.
Like a
big crocodile.
Or it could be like a fortune teller.
You could
go in
a fan boat. You could
it's
eat
fun.
A frog.
Ooh. You could kill a firefly.
Kermit.
You don't kill the firefly.
Don't kill Ramon. Oh,
just one.
Ray Ray. That made me cry when he died.
It was.
Someone ever saw that movie?
Unnecessary.
When he cried, I died.
Wait.
When he died, I cried.
Some Dr. Seuss shit right here.
Yes, when he died, I cried. I did.
It's like that Inky Binky Bonky rhyme.
That what?
I don't know
there's
what she
a rhyme
said.
One of my cousins used to say, and I had never heard it before. It's Inky Binky Bonky, Daddy bought a donkey. Donkey died, Daddy cried, Inky Binky Bonky.
The hell did you just say?
Some Dr. Seuss shit right there.
Say what?
Inky Binky Bonky.
I'm just going to do it again. Because it's going to make so much more sense.
Well,
to do it again.
Another episode title.
Inky Binky Bonky.
It's a weird...
Somebody write it down.
It's a weird rhyme.
Somebody text Jake.
Why?
The show title.
What was
Binky
it?
Binky Bonky.
I don't know.
No, I'm prepared, guys. I have notes now. I'm turning over a new notebook.
New leaf. It would have been. Yeah. Oh my god. You could have made a pun.
Yeah.
Like that.
You done fucked up, Hess.
No, you goofed.
Sometimes I goof.
You done messed up, hey, Ron.
What?
And he gets it.
I mean, I got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question.
Like running. Yeah, what's next?
Oh, this one comes from Safari Mike.
Shit.
Shocker.
Really running out of names to call him. This is bullshit.
Safari Michael.
Damn it. Could you send on the next one?
Safari Mike.
The question is, the Beatles broke up at the Polynesian Resort. What resort will Jake be in when he finally signs the papers dissolving the mutineers? And I
ooh.
Have to say,
oh.
What, we don't dissolve. That's scientifically impossible unless we have a certain kind of acid.
Why is he trying to break us
do you
out?
Mean asset?
Damn.
No, acid. We dissolve in acid.
They're saying assets.
Those are baby donkeys, right?
imagine
it's when you get two of them.
You like in court, like, well, that's one of my assets.
Hold on. There are two great jokes that just happened there at the same time. Congratulations on Annie for both of them, since she's doing Jordan's voice tonight.
Thank you.
Just one time, Annie. Anyway, it'd probably be like All-Star Sports.
Inky Binky Bonky.
Or like the Double Tree.
Assets. The Double Tree.
It's not really a hotel. It's more like my car in the parking lot of Hollywood Studios.
I mean, it was the hotel parking lot.
Do you have a cookie in there? Do you get a cookie?
Ooh. I'm just here for the free cookies and to dissolve my baby donkeys.
My baby seahorses.
Both of them.
These were my only acids.
Oh, hell. Next question from Safari Michelle. Way more laughter than I was expecting. That was a panic name.
What? Man, he must have not had to work today. Like, that's, this is why we have so many questions.
He's bored today. Thanks, Mike.
Is he even going to listen to
this? No, like, listen, you could really tell that he was out of all of the options, all of his options, because he's scraping the bottom of the barrel, not sending us one question, multiple questions. He didn't have anything better to do than to send us multiple questions.
Maybe he just feels really bad for us.
It's a pity question.
Man.
Next time we do listener questions, I'm just going to tweet, hey, we're doing listener questions at
Penny John Questions. Moore, everyone.
If anyone like Safari Mike would like to submit some listener questions, Michael.
We need to have him on again.
Yeah, we do. He hasn't been on for over a year now.
I know. He can come on here in person and be free.
Hello.
Hello. Anyway,
this question says.
God damn it.
This is terrible.
No, his last name works so perfectly with that joke.
We had to laugh like Jordan too. It's amazing. Anyway, this question just says, Shayna, really? What did like you lose?
Yeah, like, why did I lose something? He singled me out over everybody.
What is that?
Why me?
I don't know.
I thought you lost the bet.
Yeah, what bet did you lose?
There were no bets.
You just show up
voluntarily. Wouldn't that be a compliment to you? Like, the rest of us belong here, but you lost a bet. And now you're stuck with us?
Maybe. I don't really think that's how that went.
I kind of accidentally answered him on Twitter, though.
You kind of accidentally? What'd you say?
I said we had an essay contest. What I would do if I were mutineer. Yeah. She came in fourth.
We had a contest essay.
It did. Came in fourth. Although we all know, out of all of us...
Wait, where's this going?
Well, maybe other than Jordan, I would write the best essay.
Now wait.
Yeah, you would write
the best
essay.
It would be either me or Jordan.
I think we should all write an
essay. This is loco.
Jordan agrees, right? Out of all of us, you and I would be
best writers. There's two Shaynas.
I know, I'm echoing.
Two Shaynas. Two Shaynas.
I only hear one.
And I'm the only Clarfia.
What bet did the second channel lose?
I like the cabaret reference.
Oh my That's god, this episode is a mess.
That's why I love Annie.
Not like usual.
Two Shayna's.
Without Josh.
Welcome.
It's like, it's a wonderful
This is what happens.
Should have played some music.
Wait, Josh was never born?
I'm starting to think that Josh is the glue that's holding this shit together.
No, he's not.
There's no way.
And he's not here acting all annoyed and being like, is there another
question? Ew, I've got a good bit.
Tape measure to play with. That's... Someone start clicking things.
I'm clicking things right now.
Is there another question?
Yeah. This one's from Mike McBride of Manhattan, New York.
Big city fella, I am. Yeah.
If I don't listen, can I still ask listener questions? Asking for a friend.
See? He's not going to listen to us. We can say whatever we want.
Enough with the Spanish. See?
What the hell is going on?
Apparently we have a soundboard now.
Don't you worry.
I mean, I guess technically that's a question. So, yes.
Okay, next question from David McBride, the second's other brother. Who would make a better mutineer and why? Safari Mike, Lou Mangiello, or Bob Iger? I don't think we'd be safe with the Hulk in here.
Bob Iger, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think he cares.
He would just buy us.
Oh, then we can make money.
What?
Can we make money?
We could try to make money. There's one way to make money.
Am I the only one who gets paid for this? We can talk about it later.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Here we go.
What? Wait, hold on. No, we said something.
No.
I don't know if I'm supposed to discuss my contract.
I mean, everyone has a contract. But no, we're not supposed to discuss anyone's contract.
I never signed a contract.
I signed your contract for you. It's fine.
Oh, thanks. Good. Good. Great.
But we're not discussing contracts right now.
Graham.
And no, you're...
Are there clicks?
What?
What is this?
Yeah.
Annie.
Shayna, you can unmute yourself. There's no other way to do it. I can't unmute you, and I forgot about this. Shayna, unmute yourself. Shayna, you have to unmute yourself. I heard myself. Okay, Jake's getting muted too.
Wait, what? I don't know what's going on.
You're the only one.
Am I? All right. Well, no, it's...
Shayna, you have to unmute yourself. Click the unmute button.
She's yelling at you.
Okay. I'm yelling at you.
I know you're yelling at
me. I have to unmute myself if you don't mute me.
I can't hear you.
God damn it, Jake.
I can't hear you. Do that.
Hold on. Which we would have heard if you unmuted yourself.
But Jake muted me!
How am I supposed to hear it if you're muted?
You muted me!
I muted the music.
Fine.
Oh, that was such a great gag for the YouTube
viewer.
Jake muted me. Fine.
Just once. It's not the first time it's happened. Also... I mean, just in general.
It's not the first time?
No.
Are there questions from any other people?
Every question has been from a different person.
I don't
want you to be ignoring. I don't want you to be ignoring other listeners in favor of Safari Mike's questions.
Well, after this next Safari Mike question, there is another one. So we'll get there. Next Safari Mike question. Next time Safari Mike goes to... He's just inserting himself into questions now. Next time Sofia Mike goes to Atlanta and hangs out with Jordan, do we or don't we invite Shayna to join us? Hint, this one is easy.
Don't.
Annie! God damn!
You don't want to hang out with those.
Yeah, you're better than that.
Hey, Jordan.
But I want to at least be invited.
Well, at least...
be invited, I so want to be like, nah, needed busy.
And wanted.
Sofia Mike just drives past me.
Yeah, well, he said he waved, though, right?
Yeah, he says that. There's no proof.
Yeah, he didn't even wave at me. Whatever.
Very rude.
He won't even look me in the eye.
Yeah, he won't.
Next question.
We saw fish.
You did. You went to the aquarium?
I did.
You held hands? Band.
Well, okay, a little bit.
I don't know which one of us you're answering.
Sweet.
Did you put your hand on the small of his back? That means you care.
I don't remember doing that.
Obviously, you don't care.
Did your hands brush?
Oh, yeah.
You both felt a little...
And then we both looked at each other in shock, but then our eyes met. Is that... No, that didn't happen at all.
Was there at any point a music montage?
Yes.
There may have been.
Was it Fish the Band?
No, you ready?
Where's montage?
Let me tell you about my best friend.
It was a 3-second montage.
I did the music for you, Jordan but I Mike wasn't awkwardly invited.
No, because I don't know the next line of that song.
Next question from at I Got the Redhead on Twitter.
Who?
I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Sounds.
No, wait. I hung out with him this weekend.
Did you invite Shayna?
Nah.
Nah.
Oh, the monkey. That's a pun. You hung out. That was a stupid joke.
This says, what type of sheets does Jake have on his bed?
Well.
Next question. As a personal answer.
Amen. Egyptian thread. 4,000 thread count.
4,000 thread count. Crushy sheets.
Did you say what?
What?
What? What? What was the last four words you said?
What? You said what? Huh? Huh? What?
And then two words before that.
Maybe that should be repeated.
You're just afraid of being the audio clip again, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're a little bit fear of being the audio clip. You know what? F it. I'm just going to put the entire episode as the audio clip.
People will be like, yes, a special 2-hour Thanksgiving episode, and then they'll be all disappointed.
Yeah, that's what's going to be what disappoints them.
That's going to be it.
I think the disappointing part was a 2-hour episode.
We should raffle off a Thanksgiving dinner with the Mutineers.
I like this idea. We better get on it, though. Like, fast.
All right. You guys have to travel to where the majority of the Mutineers live. So it looks like everyone's coming to Atlanta.
We have to go to where the winning raffle lives.
Yeah, we come to you. That's...
Oh, fuck that.
Watch Jordan win. That suck. So disappointing.
We're next not question. Eligible.
Oh. How's Jordan going to win,
not eligible for your own contest. That's like Bob Iger winning a Stay in the Cinderella Suite.
Speaking of Bob Iger, next question from Emperor Bob.
Oh. That's a perfect segue.
How many questions do you currently have?
Not enough.
Many. Too many to count.
I counted 16. Including this
My one. First one being... Why?
Oh, what's your second one?
But why?
And that was his question.
That was it. Thanks, buddy.
That was a good question.
Next question from Mike McBride.
What about, What about what would you do for a Klondike bar?
We're getting there.
Murder a hobo.
Just a hobo? Really?
I mean, you gotta start small. What kind of psycho do you think I am? Anyway, question from... If Josh shit in the woods and no one is there to hear him, did it happen?
Yes.
Who the hell asked that question?
Was that Vanessa?
Safari Markle.
Oh.
See, he's out of control. He's repressed. He needs the outlet of being on the Mutineers.
Okay, we'll have him on.
Next week. All right.
Now wait, hold on.
Sorry, Mike. Get yourself ready.
All right, you're on next week,
you
Mike.
You might be sorry.
And Dave, too.
Yeah, we'll have Mike bring
Dave
with him.
Yeah, Dave, too.
Dave would love to come on the show. He's always said that.
Ultimate mashup.
I want him to show up in his suspenders. I just assume Dave wears suspenders.
He probably does.
Next question from this Mike guy again. If the entire cast of the Mickey Mutineers get stranded on a boat, who do you eat first?
Shayna.
Fuck, Jordan. God damn it.
Listen, Shayna. We don't...
Jordan. Hold on. Hold on. Listen, everyone else was thinking it. I'm just the asshole that said it.
Everyone always tries to kill me.
It's fine. You're going to die first anyway.
Because we're going to kill you and eat you.
Shannon, we're stranded on a boat here. Take one for the team.
I hate you all. I don't want to die first.
I think there are excess men.
I'm crying. Look at me.
So
why can't we kill Josh first? Because he's not here.
Josh is just going to taste pickled.
Are you kidding me? Like Josh,
you don't kill the Coast Guard guy when you're stranded on a boat.
Like, I'm not going to taste pickled?
No. I want the former Coast Guard and the former Marine to be the one that lives.
He's going to be
like Harry Potter.
Wait, wasn't he former Marine?
I'm the weak
no, he was not a former Marine.
Then what was he?
Coast Guard.
I was
just Coast Guard?
Just Coast Guard.
So
no, he was going to kick your ass for that, too.
Oh, all right.
No, you weren't.
You know what?
I was
in the KGB.
I am way more aggressive and tough than you guys think. I can't be the weakest.
I want to eat the person who is going to be the most nourishing.
Well, shit.
I don't know who that is, though. I don't know what makes the best human meat.
Like, we could go by height.
Like, we all stand back to back.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, tallest person gets the short straw.
I don't know. I kind of feel like Jordan. Sorry.
No, that's true.
Burn.
I eat a lot of shitty food, so I probably taste like fried chicken.
Wait, you taste like fried chicken?
I have to, like, tenderize you
first.
Yeah. So just, like, beat the shit out of you while you're still alive.
Jordan's claiming to taste like fried chicken. I think that's the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan gets eaten first. You lose. Like,
I'm the most average.
I'm saying me because I said her first. Like, that's the only reason Shane is saying me.
Yeah, no part of Jordan goes to waste.
I will waste no, We'll stretch your hide.
Use it to make drums.
Yes.
So we can be entertained on the boat.
We can make up songs about Jordan so that he'll never be forgotten. We'll pass them down.
Pass them down to who? Josh!
Like, there'll be like a colony. You have to find like...
Are we starting the colony on the boat?
I assume there's only like tribes left. That's why we're stranded on a boat. We're running from like...
But I'm already dead, so who cares?
True. So wait, we've lost Shayna and Jordan?
She just said she was dead.
Me first.
Why are we just
killing people? It's been established. It's been established. You'll kill me first.
It's every man and woman for himself on this boat, I guess.
If you're like volunteering, then I mean that's what's gonna end up.
I'm happening. Not volunteering. I'm just saying.
It sounds like everybody she said, "I'm going to die first."
No, everyone always wants to kill me first.
No, when you say everyone, you just mean like the other four of us.
To be fair, yeah, I was gonna say you do often talk about killing Shayna.
I'm not denying that.
Yeah,
I can see where she would get that impression.
Hey, thank you, Annie.
Do I really? Hey, no taking sides.
Everybody always wants to kill me.
Well,
all the time. Okay.
We can't risk the livelihood of ourselves on a boat with someone who goes stumbling through bushes.
A boat and.
Oh, you can't bring that up. That's not even relevant.
It's completely relevant. Next question.
Holy shit, Jake. What? Look at me in my eyes. Not relevant.
She covers her eyes with her hat. Oh, there it is.
Look at me in my eyes.
No.
Relevant.
Not.
That's my, relevant. My rapper name.
Look at me in my eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at my eyes.
He's
look
here?
At them.
Look
not
into
relevant.
My eyes.
That was one mistake.
Hold on. Safari Mike has his account locked?
Yeah, he does.
It's private, yes.
Oh, look at that. What would be better in DAC? Oh, Animal Kingdom again.
Oh, God.
A taco stand, a wine bar, or a fur coat store?
Taco stand.
Yeah, that's
tacos.
The only answer.
Yeah, is there anywhere to get good tacos in Disney?
I mean, the Mexico Pavilion.
Yeah.
We have a Taco Bell Cantina opening here in Cincinnati. Have you all heard of those?
Is that the one
Taco Bell Cantina?
Yeah, it serves beer and tacos. What?
Nothing. Beer and tacos, huh?
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I made myself laugh at a stupid thing that I don't want to repeat. Don't worry about it.
Then keep talking.
You were talking.
Expect other people to move on for you.
Okay, next question from at One Min Disney Dream.
Oh, hey, Sean.
Oh.
Delicious. Son,
yeah,
Sean.
If
Mickey invites you over for dinner, what course would you be? Why is everyone trying to eat us?
Why? Lighting people on fire, all this shit, my God.
It's a Thanksgiving episode, Annie.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm going to go. I want to be a side dish.
I want to be a salad.
I want to be the main course.
Yeah, I
yeah, you do.
The star of this meal.
It's, listen, I'm a fat dude.
Andy's going to be the honey baked ham.
That's right, honey.
Jordan's going to be the deep fried turkey.
Yeah, turkey.
And I'm going to be mac and cheese.
Wait, can I take my salad back? I don't actually want to be a salad.
Because everybody needs mac and cheese. Right?
I mean,
I don't think we have mac and cheese at our Thanksgiving. Wait, did we say Thanksgiving?
No, just kidding.
I try to theme an episode. My God.
Oh, my God.
What's the theme?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. That was...
That's how bad you are at a holiday episode right now. Wait, what's the theme?
Well, no, I was confused because you tried to theme an episode and you were the one that came up with listener questions. I thought maybe
okay,
that was the
true.
Theme. That was the last question. I was looking for Jordan's submitted question. I couldn't find it.
No, I didn't.
Well, then you can't ask it.
Well, we ended up... Well, because I retweeted... we need listener questions. People like replied to me with listener questions.
Oh,
so
there's more.
So, yo Polly NJ asked, "What would you do for listener questions?"
hold on.
To which Annie replied the same thing she'd do for a Klondike bar. But then he asked, "What would you do for a Klondike bar?"
Whoa.
What would you do for a
anything. Light a cricket on fire.
It's a red flag.
All right.
Light a red flag on fire.
Mm-hmm. It's a redder flag, and now it's burned.
I had a couple more. Right. At the Joser, which I actually met him at Disney. Very nice guy, and also another Atlanta Disney dude. And he asks, what shall I dare ask? And then that was it.
A question.
So what should he ask?
Ask us about setting crickets on fire.
Don't ask us about that at all. Don't. Don't. That's an answer. That's a question you don't want the answer to.
Ask us about
setting. Scream.
That was morbid.
It's like a chirp, but then it just keeps like getting higher and higher pitched.
I can't do it. I'm laughing.
You asked Joe.
Try harder.
Oh my god. What the hell kind of show am I on?
I tried.
Next All question. Right. And then
just tap a pencil on your teeth.
At Jilly Baby sent me a gif of Michael Scott from The Office.
That's not a question.
Asking, hold on, there's a question in the gif. I was getting there.
What gives you the right?
He goes, why are you the way that you are?
Oh. That's actually really good.
I hate so much about the things you choose to be.
Man, I don't even know.
First of all, how dare you?
No, that's a fair question. Let's be honest.
No, that was my answer.
Oh. But, all right. Well.
What else you got?
That was it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boom. Shayna, any lots of questions? I have a lot of questions.
Let me ask me anything.
Not that I saw, I guess.
Well.
Guess we're done.
I guess that's our show. I hope everyone enjoyed your Thanksgiving dinner. Now go celebrate.
I'm grateful for all our listeners.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams.
Thank you, man.
Yep. Get it?
Wait, except what?
I am thankful for all of you idiots, because I love you.
Okay, not you me. Live.
Because you wanted to kill me.
It's an insult and a compliment.
Well, Shayna took mine, so.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
I'm thankful for baby giraffes.
I'm thankful for Twitter drama.
Are you?
Oh, good, Andy.
Are you?
Good.
I love to watch.
And parody accounts.
The crickets burn.
And parody accounts. I'm thankful for Wesley Snyder.
I thought you were going to say Snipes.
I did too.
Yeah, thankful for that asshole.
I still don't know which one you're talking about.
Quite different.
I'm no comment.
Hi, no comment.
Hi,
Andy.
Boom! Funny. Every time it gets funnier.
Oh, hey. I'm thankful for the Amazon link on the website that I fixed.
And that's our show.
All right.
Hey, you've been listening to me. You've been here. I think that's Andy. That's doing the shit as always.
Turn this the fuck off.
Always listen to the end just to hear what the ending is.